brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings for today, this Feast of St. Teresa of Avila, I wanted to mention to you again that if you would like to listen to previous episodes of Food for the Journey, you simply go to our website, which is renewalministries.net. All small letters, no caps, no spaces, just renewalministries.net/FFJ, and then click on archives, and you'll be able to listen again, and perhaps a third time. Some people have told me that they do that with some of the programs. So I encourage you, because oftentimes we're distracted in a short 15-minute period and we miss things, that having an opportunity to re-listen can sometimes be very helpful. So that is available to you simply by going to renewalministries.net/FFJ. Today, the first reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 22 to 24, 26 to 27, and 31 to the beginning of chapter 5. So it's a combination of verses here, beginning with chapter 4, Paul's letter to the Galatians, verse 22. Brothers and sisters, it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and the other by a freeborn woman. The son of the slave woman was born naturally, the son of the freeborn through a promise. Now this is an allegory. These women represent two covenants. One was from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. This is Hagar. But the Jerusalem above is freeborn, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, you barren one who bore no children. Break forth and shout, you who were not in labor, for more numerous are the children of the deserted one than of her who has a husband." Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are children, not of the slave woman, but of the freeborn woman. For freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. You were created. You were born by the will of God. Your parents obviously cooperated greatly in that process. But the point is that God knew you from the beginning. Read Psalm 139. Read it over and over again. "You knit me together in my mother's womb. Before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know the whole of it." That's just a couple of verses from that psalm. You were created by God himself. He knew you. He doesn't create billions. He created you. He knows you by name. Will you draw near to him? Open your heart to him. Receive the love he has for you, and then receive the wisdom and the guidance and the hope that following him will give you. For freedom Christ set us free, so stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. We think we're making all these choices ourselves, and so often they deal with, in this world, money, sex, and power. And we think we're making those choices. Now, those choices that are in God, in Christ, yes. But how many choices do we make without a thought for God or God's will or God's plan? We make the choices based on our own information, based on our own capabilities, based on what is offered to us. But money, sex, and power are the deepest drives of the flesh. Wanting power and prestige and honor, it's our pride. And it grabs at all these things the world offers as though that's going to bring us peace. That's going to put us in control. But what happens is the things of this world inevitably begin to rule us. We don't recognize it at first, but after a while, those things rule us. And the Lord is saying to us, "No, for freedom Christ set us free, so stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." If you're in any way enslaved, come to the Lord, come to the sacrament of reconciliation. If you're Catholic, come, that you might know the freedom that God wants us to have. Psalm 113, blessed be the name of the Lord forever. And that's the posture we want to be in, that my life reflects my gratitude and my praise of my Father in heaven. That's what we want our lives to do. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we fall. But if we ask forgiveness and get right back up, God will come. He never will reject us. It's when we say we don't need God and we decide to make all of our decisions and choices by the values of the world, it will not lead to salvation. And it does have the power to lead us into the pit of hell. So look at the choices. Look at the things that, in a sense, direct you. Your own cravings, your own desires, your own hopes, your own dreams. Some of which can be very good. But am I taking everything to the Lord? Am I asking the Lord, help me to live according to your will? Because if you live according to God's will, you will know peace, genuine peace and happiness. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who looks upon the heavens and the earth below? He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill. He lifts up the poor. That's those who seek him, those who don't depend on this world's goods, whether they have them or not. Their focus is on the Lord. Their great treasure is the Lord Jesus Christ and their relationship with him. That's when you come to know the peace and the joy of God, when your priorities are directed to the right ends. Please take a look. Even if you can make one decision about one thing, make it. Don't say, oh, I could never do that. Take one area and make a decision for the Lord. Say, Lord, I want your will in this area. I want to give up my own selfishness or whatever the case may be. I want you to rule over my life. Could we start with this one thing? You could do that. Talk to him. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32, while still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here, God. Solomon was known for his wisdom, but Solomon was Solomon. He was not God. Do you seek from the source, or do you turn, not that we can't use the gifts of other people in a good way, that's can be done, but do you acknowledge that the source is God himself? Are you seeking to put your life, your goals, your dreams, your hopes, are you putting them under the lordship of Christ? Because that leads to true riches. I mean that. It leads to the riches that will never die. Sometimes it also includes the riches of this world. But the only thing that will last forever is the riches that come from the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, please make decisions. Please. Start with one decision, but make it and follow it. Break your hold from the enticements of this world. God can do that in you. God can help you. He can make that possible. But you keep coming to him. You know, I'm almost addicted to this, or I can't get along in life without X or Y. Come to the Lord. What is it that so controls you? What is it? Is it God and his word, or is it the things of this earth? Take a long look at that. because you want your values to come from the kingdom of God. You want your values to come from what Jesus has taught us should be our priorities. I know the world can be very strong, and I know it can be very enticing. But the grace of God is stronger than that. If you seek Him, if you seek His grace, He will help you. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. The Old Testament, at the preaching of Jonah, they did repent. But there is something greater than Jonah here. It is Jesus. Choose Him. Don't let the world's values determine your choices, your priorities. It's a hard move. Remember, we just read earlier this week about, or last week, about the young man who wanted to follow Jesus. But in the end, he walks away sad because he had many riches and he was so attached to those riches that he couldn't give them up. How sad that is. And it says that Jesus loved him because he saw that he had good desires in him. But it was still the power of money, possessions, that controlled him. Things can control us easily. So bring all your priorities, bring all the things you value to God and say, Lord, just go through them. Perhaps it's your work, relationships, other gifts that God has given you. Maybe you have certain talents. Bring them all before God and say, Lord, I want the riches of your kingdom more than I want all these things. Help me. Help me to rightly choose. If God gives you a gift and he wants you to use it in this world, blessed be God, but let all the glory and the honor be his, not you. You can take a certain pleasure in it, in your talent or your gift. Of course, that's normal. But the gift came from someone else, and you want to render thanks to the one who gave you that gift. You understand what I'm trying to say. Our priorities are out of whack, badly out of whack. So I really urge you today, even in this great feast of Teresa of Avila, she had to make some choices, big choices in her life on this feast. Ask her to pray for you. We have a whole slew of saints this week who chose God over whatever the world offered or didn't offer them. They chose Him. They chose faith in Him to be the far greater gift to anything else. Ask the saints this week, Margaret Mary Alacoque, Teresa of Avila, Ignatius of Antioch, St. Luke. Take a look at those saints and take a look at the choices they made. Ask God to give you that kind of grace, because He will. He promises to do that. St. Teresa of Avila said this: "The only remedy I have found after having tired myself out for many years is the one I mentioned in speaking of the prayer of quiet, to pay no more attention, to pay no more attention, in a sense, to the things of this world, but to those of the kingdom of heaven." May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.